How do I even make that decision? Here's the thing, that is an important decision, and making it requires you to account for more than just your finances. So here are 8 things to consider when you're deciding where to retire. Number 1, what is the cost of living in that area? Are you retiring to a place where your money goes further, or are you retiring to a place that's going to cost you more money to live? Make sure that you're finding a place that's affordable when it comes to your housing, food, energy, and healthcare, because no matter where you go, you will always have to pay for those core items. Number 2, is there access to good healthcare? Now, unfortunately, as we age, we require more healthcare to take care of ourselves. So when health problems arise, it's going to be key that we have access to not only fast, but good healthcare that is at the quality we expect and the quality we want. So do your homework. Is the place that you're moving to or deciding to move to, does it have access to good hospitals, good doctors? Are they in network to your insurance? Are you going to be covered and taken care of the way that you want to be? Number 3, when deciding where to live, is figuring out if this place is safe. Is this place known for safety both in daylight and at night? Do your research on crime statistics, understand the neighborhoods that you're moving into, understand the surrounding area, and make sure you're making an informed decision when it comes to safety. This can help protect you and also give your loved ones peace of mind. You wouldn't want them to worry about you constantly because you may have moved to an unsavory place. Number 4, what are the local amenities? So once you've zeroed in on a location, you want to figure out what the local amenities are, like the nearest grocery store or dry cleaner. Now, this is important because when you're visiting a place, a bit of an inconvenience when it comes to grocery is not that big of a deal, but when you actually live there, it can become a bigger problem in your day-to-day life. So make sure that this location gives you easy access to the things that you need. Number 5 on the list of how you decide where to retire is, what is the transportation like in this area? Is the area walkable? Do I need to drive every single place that I want to go to? Again, as we get older, we may lose the ability to drive. We may not be as safe drivers as we once were. So are you able to get around via public transportation, via walking? And are there major transportation hubs nearby if you want to visit family and friends or if they want to come visit you? Airports, train stations, make sure you understand what the closest ones are so that you have the ability to go visit people and have them also visit you. Number 6, does this area cater to my interests? This is a big one, right? In retirement, we have a lot more time available to us. Are you going to be able to do the things that you actually want to? If you like to surf, it's not going to make sense for you to go live in the Midwest where it's all landlocked. If you like to golf, you obviously want to be able to do that year round. You probably don't want to move to Alaska. Ask yourself, what do you want to be doing in retirement? How do you want to be spending your time? And does this place that I'm looking at align with that? Does it offer the things that I want to be doing? If not, then you need to revisit that and try to find a new location. Number 7, back to finances, are there any tax benefits for moving to this new location? Now, in retirement, you're transitioning to a fixed income. You don't have any money coming in terms of employment, but you're depending on your nest egg to provide you with the money needed to live your life. And every little bit is going to help. Every little bit is going to count towards you being able to do that. Are there benefits to moving to a certain place when it comes to your taxes? Are there benefits to your overall finances moving to a certain place? This is something that you're going to want to figure out beforehand, and it may take working with a professional to help you get all the answers that you need. But again, you need to view your income as that set amount, and retiring to a place that has favorable tax advantages, lower state taxes, means that you have more money to live your life, to do the things that you want to do. And lastly, the final thing to consider when deciding where to live in retirement is, how are my assets handled upon my death? upon my passing. It's often tough to try to plan how your assets are going to be handled, and that can be even more of a headache if you move to a place that doesn't have strong laws protecting the transfer of assets upon death. So make sure that you not only have your estate planning documents in place, but you understand the local rules and the state rules about how assets will be transferred. How will your assets be handled? And does this align with your actual wishes? Does this align with what you want to actually see happen? Now, we went over 8 things to consider when deciding when to retire, but I think this next one is one of the most important points. Don't make this kind of decision, this important decision, without doing your proper due diligence. And I think a good way of doing that is actually doing a test run, trying to live in that place for a little bit of time and seeing how it actually goes. Are you enjoying yourself? Are you able to do the things that you want to do? Or are there things that have come up that are giving you pause and making you reconsider choosing this specific location? Remember, your retirement is meant to be enjoyed. Do the homework first so that you can set yourself up to actually enjoy that time. You've worked really, really hard to put yourself in the position to be retired and to enjoy it. Make sure you do your homework. And if you need to, ask a professional for help. That's why they're there. Thank you for tuning into this video. Take care. I'll see you soon. Securities and advisory services offered through LPL Financial, a registered investment advisor. Member FINRA SIPC. Content in this material is for general information only and not intended to provide specific advice or recommendations for any individual.